It's a great joy for me this evening to speak about a new element. But when I think of the new element, a proverb comes, nothing is new under the sun. Maybe something is discovered. So what I would be speaking about will be nothing new, something very old, very ancient, very familiar to the content of life and yet gone beyond the obvious experience, something which is so essential to life and that has been overlooked. And that is the reason why everywhere in all parts of the world for centuries, every man, no matter however educated he might be, has not been feeling fulfillment in life. Even in the field of education, the thirst for knowledge is not fulfilled. Somehow something is missing in the field of education. If we try to go deeper into this aspect, what we find is the more one knows about a subject, more he becomes aware of the greater field of the unknown in that subject. It's a terrible way of looking at the field of education. More one knows about history, more one knows about geography, one feels the knowledge has increased, but in proportion, the ignorance of the greater field of the unknown increases more than the knowledge. This is the experience of all those in the research or in the higher degrees. More they know about the subject, certainly knowledge increases, but in proportion, the ignorance of the subject increases more than the knowledge. They have known so much, and they find so much unknown ahead. This gives us to conclude present system of education has only the strength of exciting the thirst for knowledge and not able to satisfy that thirst. That is the reason why even in the field of education there is no satisfaction. And when there is no way of satisfaction in the field of knowledge, life of the educated people can only remain unfulfilled. And this is the situation throughout the world for all the times in history. This evening we'll discover what has been missing. And having found something precious missing, we'll try to incorporate that in our education and make it fulfilled. What is the way to use the full mental potential? It should be the duty of the education to enable a man to at least use one's full potentiality. This aspect is missing. The unfoldment of one's full potential is carried out by the process of locating the source of thought within, and therefore providing foundation to the basis, to the whole system of education, amounts to unfoldment of one's full potential. Both things mean the same thing. People ask me if it is possible for all the people in the world to start using their full mental potential. I say it's not only possible, it is easy. Because if we can teach all the people in the world A, B, C, D, why can't we teach them from where A starts and from where B starts? Doesn't take much time, the same. In the same course, only to go a little back. Thought and speech. Go back to the subtle states of thought, find the source of thought, and having found the source of thought, the conscious mind expands. One uses, by the time the conscious mind experiences the source of thought, the conscious capacity expands to the fullest possible value. One starts using full mental potential. The source of thought, fortunately, is the field of being, a new field of life, with which we are not generally familiar, because our awareness is thrown out all the time through the process of thinking and speaking. We think and speak and act. Awareness is projected outside. All the time we are aware of things, waking state of consciousness, or aware of dreams, dreaming state of consciousness, or our consciousness doesn't experience anything, sleep state of consciousness. Either our consciousness is projected, our awareness, our attention is projected from inwards to outwards through the process of thinking and speaking, or we don't project our consciousness, we sleep. Never has it been that our attention is brought from the outer gross to the inner subtle, to the innermost source of thinking. And that is the reason why the basic element of life, the field of being, has not been discovered, has not been experienced, has not been made aware of. And once we are not aware of some feature of our life, we remain debarred from the advantage of it. The bank may be there, but if we don't know it, it's as well as not being there. The being is there. Inner being. What is this being? Field of action we are familiar with, and we know in order to act we must think. Thinking is the basis of action. Have we ever thought what is the basis of thinking? what we must do in order to think. At least be. We must at least be in order to think. We must at least exist. Existence or being is the basis of thinking, as thinking is the basis of action. These are the three fields of life. But as long as our awareness is not brought to the field of being, we remain debarred from the knowledge of the very basis of life. Basis of life is being, pure existence. All that exists in the field of thought and action, all that exists in the multiple creation, all that exists on the basis of existence, being. And being is absolute reality of life. Life expresses itself through thinking and action. But this expression of thinking and action is the expression, is the manifestation of the unmanifest pure being, pure consciousness, pure awareness. This pure awareness is the source of thought, the source of word from within. Therefore, by tracing back the process of thinking, by experiencing the subtler state of thought, the time the mind arrives at the source of thought, it comes to the field of being, which is bliss consciousness in its nature. Being is bliss consciousness. Throughout the world, the same contention that if you want to be spiritual, you have to abandon the material, and if you are materially minded, then you can't enjoy the spiritual bliss consciousness, either this or this. But it's not that. We are born to enjoy this and this, and this with this. Outer and inner, material and spiritual. 100% material glories of outer world and 100% inner spiritual bliss of being. Both we live and enjoy simultaneously, and this is the modern aspiration of living 200% of life, brought about by that technique of transcendental meditation. When the outer life is moving towards inner, and when the inner life brings fulfillment to the aspiration of outer life, because it is bliss consciousness, it's infinite happiness, and the search of outer is always towards the happiness. So the outer seeking relative life finds the goal and fulfillment in the inner absolute experience. When this is the situation, then there is no difficulty. Every man is born to live this 200% of life. Only the education is missing. The knowledge about the inner being is missing. The knowledge about this technique is missing. Thousands of generations have died in search of the inner experience, in search of spiritual experience, trying hard to control the mind. And control does not accomplish the purpose. Control of mind? No. This truth is realized in these days of freedom. This is the age of freedom. In freedom, one wants to live 200% of life. This reality, that control is an obstruction to fulfillment. It's a common law in nature. Everything that is created grows, every plant grows and grows and grows. Growth, progress, evolution is brought about in a natural way. Control offers resistance to progress, to movement. Control is opposed to evolution. Steadying the mind. Mind is going towards greater happiness, you control it. Once you control it, you are offering a resistance to progress. This is the finding of this age. Something of basic nature. This one basic mistake about the nature of mind and about the nature of inner being is responsible for hundreds of generations to continue to suffer. With this pool of happiness inside, with this ocean of happiness inside, with this bliss consciousness, which is the nature of the mind, the essential nature of the mind is bliss consciousness. With this ability, there is no reason for any man to suffer on any account. But without the contact with this inner treasury, all suffering prevails, all peacelessness continues. Once we have found this fact, we can only feel sorry for all these hundreds of generations which have gone by, trying to work hard on the principle of control and accomplishing stress and strain continuously. That's not the way to fulfillment. Transcendental meditation, natural, simple method. Mind wants to enjoy more. It provides the experience of finer state of thought, which is more charming. Increasing charm in the inward direction draws the mind automatically without mind trying to go that way. It is found gone that way. This is transcendental meditation, which connects the outer material glories of life with the inner spiritual being. By alternating the experience of inner being and outer waking state of consciousness, inner pure transcendental consciousness, outer waking state of consciousness, alternating these experiences, the nervous system gains the ability of reflecting both states of consciousness simultaneously, inner and outer. Waking state of consciousness and bliss consciousness both begin to be reflected by the same nervous system at the same time. And this is the state of integration. It needs only a few days or a few months of going in and coming out, and all. Diving in and coming out, and diving in and coming out. And for diving, what we do? Just take a correct angle and let go. The whole process of diving is automatic. And going in and coming out equally automatic. Only we have to take a correct angle. In transcendental meditation, we just have to take a correct angle and the mind goes by itself and comes out by itself. It goes to enjoy the bliss consciousness of the unity of being and comes out to enjoy the variety of relative states of existence. So there is joy of variety in the outside. There is ocean of happiness inside. We experience in and out. Whenever we want to experience the unity of bliss, we go that way. Whenever we want to enjoy the variety and waves of happiness, come out in the relative and enjoy. Material life is absolutely compatible with the spiritual experience. It's not that one had to shun the gates and then of material life and then enjoy the spiritual life. No. Inner living room and outer garden both belong to the same owner. Sometimes outside cold of the garden and sometimes warmth of the living room and sometimes in and sometimes out. And then if we are wise, we can have the glass, the walls made of glass. So remaining in the warmth of the living room, enjoy the green of the garden. This living in and out at the same time is the wisdom of life. This is called knowledge. Transcendental meditation is something very, very natural. It does not need control, concentration, because if we are listening to a radio here, to listen on to a better melody coming from this side, we don't have to control the mind. Mind is automatically found that way. From a field of lesser happiness to a field of greater happiness, the mind goes spontaneously. It's the natural tendency of the mind to move on to a field of greater happiness. So, using this natural tendency of the mind, we bring the experience of inner being, bliss consciousness to the mind automatically. This gives us the plain picture of the structure of life, inner life, outer life, and living, and the possibility of living them. simultaneously. When this transcendental meditation came to be understood in this way, it has created a possibility of creating a society free from suffering. Now the plan is to start open academies of transcendental meditation everywhere throughout the world. The responsibility on the individual man is tremendous. It only needs to incorporate the inner values with the outer value through a few minutes of morning and evening meditation. Knowledge of law is all right, but the citizen has to be spontaneously law-abiding. And then, laws are so many, 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 it's not possible to remember all the laws all the time. And therefore, it's not possible to be law-abiding on the basis of the knowledge of law. What is necessary is to get in tune with the cosmic law. Get in tune with the inner being and then enjoy the sympathy and support of the nature. Spontaneously the life will be law-abiding. And then world peace will be automatic. Not that the experts in law gather together to say it is very difficult. No. Nothing is difficult. From this point of view of developing full man. Because man has been underdeveloped throughout the ages, he has not known how to live peacefully. All peacelessness and suffering has only been due to lack of full development of man. And lack of full development of man has been only because the education has been without basis. That's all. Just that much has to be provided and the whole field of life will be most adorable. This is one simple message of incorporating that missing link of being through a simple natural technique of transcendental meditation in order to live life in fullness. Two fullnesses, one fullness of material, other fullness of spiritual. This is something which presents to us the possibility of the world free from suffering. And this presents to us in the field of education. This presents to us the possibility of bringing fulfillment to our quest for knowledge. Our thirst for knowledge can be satisfied by developing the mind, developing the container of knowledge. We are reading this and this and this and reading so much and so much, and as we go on to the higher education, the subjects become less and less and less, and eventually only one subject. Because the container of knowledge is not big enough to contain all spheres of knowledge. That is why specialities, special. Either history, geography, this and this. Specialized education. This only means the container of knowledge can contain only so much and no more. The present education is like bringing information here, there, and gathering information. If one remembers, then fine. If doesn't, then the education is not complete. What is necessary is, it's like we are given a knife to cut the vegetable and keep on cutting the vegetable and then cut the vegetable in triangles and quadrants and this different design. Fine. But what about sharpening the knife? If we don't take off time to sharpen the knife, all our knowledge to cut it in different pieces like that and like that and like that may just be a bore and a burden. If the knife doesn't cut, then what to do? If the mind doesn't work, then what to do? So with meditation, we sharpen the mind. Sharpen the mind means expand the mind. clear mind. With clear mind, we study as much as is possible. All the branches of learning in the relative field are highly essential. But the container of knowledge should also be enlarged. The mind should also be sharpened. The mind should also be developed. And the man should not remain using only a small portion of the mind. No. This is something which has been missing, and it is now open to all the fields of education to incorporate this transcendental meditation in their daily routine. It's very heartening for me that within the last 2 years, this transcendental meditation has been adopted by the students of different universities in the world, and it is spreading in the lives of the youth so fast that it's just a great, a matter of very great pride and joy to see that the youth of the world, on whose shoulders lies the responsibility of the coming world, are really sensible. People ask me, why the youth have taken to be so much? I say, because they are the youth of the jet age. The youth of the jet age go faster than the youth of the... What age? Bicycle age or motor age or something. Youth of the jet age, if they see something good, fine, go ahead, adopt it, and one step ahead they have gone. The aspiration of modern mind is so laudable. We want to accomplish this and this and this and this. We want to live in moon and we want to live in on the earth. And aspirations are great. And when the aspirations are great, we must start working from the improved level of energy and intelligence. If we don't increase our level of energy and intelligence, and remaining on the same level of energy and intelligence, we can only make ourselves miserable. A wave in the ocean wants to rise high and dash against the hill to clear the way for all times. But then, the aspiration to rise high is very laudable, it's very praiseworthy. But only the activity of rising high will not do. The activity of rising high has to be supplemented by the horizontal activity of amassing more water at the base. And then the integrity of the wave will be maintained, the wave will be integrated. And then the whole ocean could rise up in one wave. And that's the formula for rising up high in activity. That the increasing activity in the field of
Amen.